In the Spirit of Medicine, the essays of family practice doctor and Mille Lacs Band member, Dr. Arnie Vineo.
The Fond du Lac Ojibwe Language Immersion Camp keeps getting bigger and better. Last year, well over 1,000 people signed in. The weather was sunny and breezy, and it was another 4 days of listening to elders and fluent speakers telling stories and teaching the language. We learned traditional skills from those who still maintain those ways. In 4 days, this is more than just a camp. This is a community. We continue to make new friends every year, and this is the only time we see some of our friends from previous years. The camp is June 14th through 17th at the Kiwanis Campground in Sawyer, Minnesota, and everyone is welcome. Jim and Pat Northrup and Rick Greshick were the driving force behind the camp starting. Pat Northrup, Rick Greshick, Janice Fairbanks, Ricky Defoe, and Leonard and Mary Moose continue to make this happen. The residents of the Meshkawazin Treatment Center help put up shelters for the various activities and stations, and they are welcome as participants in the camp. People travel from far away to attend the camp, and 1 year the farthest traveler was from Norway, and there was someone from Japan in attendance. When I'm at the language camp, I almost forget my other place in the world outside the camp. The world slows down, and I can listen to the wind in the trees and the waves of the lake softly lapping on the shore. I can listen to the birds having their conversations above us. Hope Flanagan guided the nature walk along the road and into the woods. I was with my friend Ted, and we were listening to talk about each plant we came to and how it was used as food or medicine or what its purpose is. I saw these plants as vital to our way of life, and she teaches the lessons these plants carry and also that they want to help us and to heal us. There was an elder, Mary, in the group, and she had stories about each of the plants and told the uses they had for her. Some that are considered weeds are actually medicines that have been used for long before Western medicine was developed. Hope works at the Anishinaabe Academy, a public school in South Minneapolis where she teaches about alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs. The things she had to say and to teach really go with what I have been concerned about in my practice. Alcohol and non-traditional tobacco use have done generations of damage, and cancers are not rare among Native people. Our smoking rates are high. But drugs are really becoming a problem on reservations, and I have seen far too many babies go through drug withdrawals after they're born. Watching a newborn baby try to scratch all the skin off is something no one should have to witness. Hearing the high-pitched mewing cry of a baby withdrawing from methadone or methamphetamine is heartbreaking. I watched a baby boy suck on his hand so hard that his entire hand was covered with a giant blister. That's just in the first few days. What happens over a lifetime to a baby born without his or her best chance at a healthy start? Since the language camp, we have lost two of our leaders. Jim Northrup was a respected elder, an author, and a teacher to many, and he died in the past 2 years. Dan Jones was an integral part of the camp and had been learning and teaching Ojibwe his entire life. He died suddenly this spring, and his loss is still being felt. When we lose an elder, we lose a library of our traditions and our language, especially if they have been dedicated to making sure our people advance and get treated fairly in today's world. Our past leaders set the stage for our current and future leaders to continue to make sure we survive as a people. Our future leaders are somewhere in the kids that are at the language camp swimming and swinging on the swings. I've been asked to do a mad science demonstration at the language camp every year, and this has proven to be pretty popular. We used dry ice to make bubbles filled with fog, and we did some experiments with liquid nitrogen. We cooled a 3-pound plate of copper down to 321 degrees below zero, and it gave it some of the properties of a superconductor, and we almost levitated a magnet. How does that fit into an Ojibwe language immersion camp? Our people have always observed and learned from the world around them. Our traditional medicines come from our ancestors watching the animals and learning from them. They listened to the wind in the trees and they knew if the weather was going to change and when it was time to harvest wild rice by watching the geese and the ducks and the red-winged blackbirds. I want our young people to be excited about science, and I want them to know they don't have to sacrifice their traditions to do it. I want our future scientists and doctors and leaders to know they can walk in both worlds fully and completely. I want Jim Northrup's and Dan Jones' dreams to be fulfilled. I don't want any of us to ever have to see a baby scratch off all his skin. Hope showed us a plant, Monadu bimakwad, the Virginia creeper. If you see one, you will see others, and they are connected to each other under the ground. At the close of one of the language camps, Jim and Pat Northrup and Rick Greshick presented me with a ribbon shirt with the Marine Vietnam combat colors. I know the significance of that for Jim, and it's a high honor. I wore it when we honored Ivy's great-uncle Johnny Mercer at the American Cemetery in Luxembourg. Everyone danced as the drum group played a traveling song, and we were all connected to the earth we were dancing on. We, our community, and our traditions are what will save us.
Dr. Arnie Vineal is an enrolled member of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe and a family practice doctor on the Fond du Lac Reservation in Cloquet. His essays on life, work, medicine, and spirit are published in News from Indian Country, and you can find the link to this story and more on our website at kumd.org. In the Spirit of Medicine is produced at KUMD by Dr. Arnie Vineal and Lisa Johnson, with music by Keith Sekola.